This is Jackie calling from customer support, and I have on the line Tina and Maurice for our latest success story. Hi guys, how are you?
Well, hello,
how are you doing?
Now Maurice, you are in the US and Tina is and Tina's in Ireland.
Yep.
How have you coped? Now I know for a fact you guys have actually met. So Maurice, tell me what happened.
Well, you want to know how it started from the very beginning, you know, who initiated contact?
Oh, well,
we
know that would have been Tina.
Yeah, of course, yeah. We actually had a debate about that one. I swore it was me. I swore, but no, it wasn't. But, yeah, we met in November, January 19th of 2006. And she flirted with me, and I replied. And we replied back and forth for the first couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And, then we got a little more comfortable, and we chose to meet on cam, and then we started talking on cam, and then by the first week of February,
mm-hmm.
we had decided that I wanted her to come here first, but she wanted me to come to meet her family, and I guess she was testing me to see how...
I was kind of testing you to
the sincere I was. Yeah, she was testing to see how sincere I was. So right immediately, I said, okay, and I didn't have I haven't had a passport in over 15 years. I ran a passport the very next day, spent quite a bit of money on that, and then within 4 days after that, I had bought my plane ticket to fly out February 27th of this year. And then I flew out, and when I got there, well, before I got there, I was nervous, but by that time, I had already flown 10 hours, so I was like, there ain't no turning back now. You know, so when I got off the plane, we felt that we were going to have a long wait in customs, but we didn't. I went through customs, signed in, right, walked right off the plane, and I seen her, and we had talked about the meeting, and, you know, we were like, you know, when I get off the plane, you got to run to me and all this. We said, you know, we were really happy and really excited, you know, on the phone and on cam, and then it didn't happen. Nothing like that. We both, I dropped my bag and I started walking through it really, really briskly. And we hugged.
I felt a little terror on your face.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe I just flew all the way over this water. But I think there was about a 5 to maybe 10 minute little period of time where it was awkward. It was just actually, it was all actually setting in for both of us. After that, my entire trip was, in length was 10 days, and there was not one bit of uneasiness. You know, family took to me very well. You know, friends took me very well. Me and her, I mean, it was like we've known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, did you find that because you had that period of time where you could only talk over the internet and using a webcam and things, did you find
mm-hmm.
that it was really good to sort of get to know someone before you...
Oh, definitely. It was definitely. We as Maurice was telling you, like, there was no... It wasn't based on, like, physical attraction. We actually got to know each other and we fell in love with each other's personalities. It was awesome. We were able to maintain contact all the time. And us being so far apart, that was our lifeline.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? We depended on that to keep us together, and it's worked really, really well, and it's filled us.
And Tina, what were your first impressions when you saw him out of customs? Did you know it was him straight away?
He actually said to me, "You better run to me," but I think I held that end up okay when he stood looking at me. So he spotted me coming at him. But no, I recognize him straight away, definitely, definitely.
And obviously he's everything that he said he was to you.
Mm-hmm. And more.
That's important, isn't it, and Maurice, you can probably agree here as well, the most important thing you can do if you're going to date, even if you're in the internet or in real life, is just to be real and to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, you know, you have to go off it, and you have to have the thought in your head that, okay, this person, whomever I'm speaking to, if I haven't, mm-hmm. even if I haven't seen them yet, you know, we're just exchanging words, that they're going to be as honest as I am with you.
Because eventually you're going to be caught out, generally. If you talk about a meeting, you're going to be caught out, generally. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
And Tina, how are you handling at the moment the distance? Let me know, what are your plans for the future?
Oh, it is hard. Like, at times it gets hard. Like, I have my day, I must have not much. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so depressed today. Definitely, no, I know. I look forward to it because I know in August, I'm going to be there. And we're going to be together. And we have plans to get married. We have real definite plans to get married.
So
I know I'm going to have them for keeps after that.
So, Maurice, have you officially popped the question, Maurice?
We didn't really, really get into it. Into that conversation until I came back, because that's when we realized how important it was. You know, I guess we had that time to, you know, when I was on my way back home to think, like, man, now how was this trip? Was he really what I always wanted? And I was asking myself the same question. And it wasn't, yes, I did ask her the question, and I told her it wasn't fair. So when she comes here, she will get it. You know, of course, I'm not going to tell her when she's going to get it. But, hey, you see that?
You can ask her officially now if you like. You know, then we'll.
Oh, you can ask me officially. Come on, Maurice, ask me officially.
You want me? See, I'm on my balcony right now, and I'm getting on my knees on my balcony. People are worried because I'm on a headset here. Tina, I love you, and I really enjoy every moment that we talk, everything that we share. I enjoy your company, whether you're scaring me in the cam or whether you're sitting right next to me on the couch holding my hand. Tina, I need you in my life. I really do. And I love you with everything that I have. And I'm asking you today if you would honor me by becoming my wife.
Oh my God. Of course I will. Oh my God, he says. You are so special. Oh, my God, I don't want to live one day without you in my life. No way.
Well, I'm sitting here crying. So. And I'm so happy that you didn't sort of go, oh, this person's too far away and just missed out on the opportunity. Because
oh, no, no way.
And we bring that up every day. You know, it does not take that closeness of standing right next to that person every day to bring you two together. You know what I mean? It takes that determination and that true love and companionship that we have.
Yeah, but I would say, this distance doesn't make things impossible. Do you know what I mean? You can always hop on a plane and you're gone. Like, when we knew once Maurice got back to the States that we were going to go for this. This was it. So we made the decision. He was going to move and I decided, well, I may go.
Love always finds a way. I tell people that every day. Love always finds a way.
And I'm just so
happy that it's with you two, and I know that you're going to have a great life. I want, you know, if not an invitation to the wedding, I want wedding photos.
Oh,
yeah.
We've invited everybody.
We want the whole site there. One big, one big.
Well, on behalf of our side, I'd like to wish you both every happiness. I know the wedding is going to be when, Maurice? When are you planning?
Well, we're gonna do it in October when she gets here. After she's been here for a while, when we get a couple other things settled, and then we're gonna have a plan. We have planned for the official time for the huge wedding, so everyone's family can be there back in Ireland next summer.
Excellent. So Tana, you're going to marry him twice just to make sure?
Yeah. And he said, I don't like it first time on here. I go, replace the marriage with a divorce. no way. I'm going to marry him twice. I'd do it as many times as I could.
I've already warned Maurice that there's no such thing as divorce in Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Her mama sat me down and
we'll
given
just take
me
him out the back, give him a beating until he comes to his senses.
Maurice, you're laughing, but that is the Irish way.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She was
scared now? No, that's okay. I'll just come to step and introduce it there.
No, but we honestly, I know from Tina as well. We honestly thank the website because if it wasn't for this website, it makes it a lot easier to really to meet someone special, even if you meet someone as a friend on the website because, you know, I mean,
everyone's
so easy going. Yeah, we made a lot of friends. That's a lot of reasons we're usually in the chat room because we have a lot of friends. And me,
I have made one Raider's tree friend on there, and she means the world to me, and that's D2.
Is she going to be a bridesmaid?
Yeah, well, we're hoping she's going to be a bride next month.
Getting to know someone online, I think, is a great way of knowing their, like, it's a way of knowing their heart before you know their body.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you meet the true person. Because you're gonna roll over that next morning. You're gonna wow. Okay, mm-hmm. Did we talk to you? Can this person actually speak to me? You have to be able to have a conversation.
Mhm.
So Tina, what have you got to say to the ladies that?
This works. This really, really works. Anybody out there that's not serious about it, don't get on it, because it really does work, and you do get good results at the end of it if you're serious and you're honest and you just stick with it. Seriously, look at us. I couldn't be happier.
And Maurice?
I just hope everybody just follows our footsteps.
And Maurice, what have you got to say to the guys?
Be honest and be yourself. You know, don't try to be someone you're not. You know, the player role, it doesn't work. Nowadays, a woman doesn't want that. You know, they want a true sense of man. And you have to be open and honest with yourself before you can be open and honest with someone else. You know, and someone will appreciate that a lot more.
Well, once again, I wish you guys the absolute very best in your future, and I expect updates.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Baby photos.
Oh, we're there already.